The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
Is the Monday mailbag.
Inderdaad. Elke week skryf iemand vir ons 'n e-mail na drive@jacarandafm.com en ons en jy help hulle om deur die probleem te werk. Wil jy Andrei se e-mail hoor?
Is dit Andrei vandag?
Ja.
Okay, lees vir ons vir Andrei se e-mail.
Hi, Robin Roz.
Hi, Andrei.
We spent December house sitting to make a few extra bucks. I feel like I spent more time watching my girlfriend than watching the house. All she wanted to do is snoop, and now she's upset that I didn't let her. I can't be the only one who thinks that it's not okay to be snooping around other people's stuff. Andrei.
Wait, one second. As we are Macy, Andrei, lekker! Okay. Real talk for a second then. Roseanne McKenzie, if you are house-sitting my house, are you going through all of my cupboards in my bedroom? Yes or no? Be honest.
No.
Are you sure?
Not in your bedroom.
Other rooms though?
I will go through your bathroom cabinet.
Okay.
For sure. That much I'll cop to.
Guest bath or master bath?
Master bath? Das mos niks daar nie.
Gaat soek jy in daai kaste?
Ek soek. Wat medikasies die mense op? Wat steek hulle weg? I want to know. But I won't go through the kaste like the clothes and the laaie and all that type of goed.
What about bedside table? Jy weet mos.
Ja. Bedside table. Ja.
Ja.
For sure. Just because I know that's going to be interesting. Like normal kaste, maybe not so much. En jy?
Scratches Roz off house sitter list.
Wat steek jy dan daar in die bedside table?
Nee, moenie vra wat jy in die antwoorde wil hoor nie.
Okay. Are you not snoop?
No.
Are you not snoop ever?
I've got that thing. If you're like, oh, I've got a surprise, but I'll tell you later, I will forget about it on the spot and I'll never ask you again.
Mm-mm.
I don't have that nuskierige thing. I'm just like, okay, cool. That's fine. I'll carry on. If you tell me, listen, house at my house for a year, don't look in that cupboard, I won't open that cupboard.
If you tell me not to look in the cupboard, dan gaan ek mos eerste in die cupboard kyk.
Okay.
That's how all the horror movies start, Mos.
This just makes me think, though, because often when we're away, we always have people house-sitting. Because there's three cats, they've got a, you know, they want company and so on.
Yeah.
Gaan die mense deur my goed? Probably yes, nee.
I'm bus, man.
084-850-0942. Was Andre right to keep his partner from snooping around the house they were house sitting in? Gaat snoop jy in mense se huis soos Roz? Gaat soek jy deur kaste? Have you got a line you won't cross? For example, the bathroom is fine, but I won't go through your other cupboards.
Yeah, I'm looking for juicy things.
I'll be honest, I think most people are going to say, yeah, it's fine, go snoop. Ek is mos hier, ek bly mos hier.
Ja.
Dis mos my huis daai week.
Precies. En ek... I'm the captain now. Nee, maar die ding is, nee, as mense jou genoeg vertrou om hulle huis op te pas,
ja,
then they must realize. And I mean, if I find anything, I'm not going to quiz you about it. I'm just going to have that knowledge in the back of my head.
That knowing smile.
Exactly.
084-850-0942. Snoop, yes or no? Is it okay to snoop in other people's houses while you're hustling? That is today's question. Want Andrei het ons e-mail gestuur.
Hy het. En dit sê hierdie. We spent December house sitting. I felt like I spent more time watching my girlfriend than watching the house. All she wanted to do is snoop, and now she's upset that I didn't let her.
Hi, Robin Roz. Just house sat and pet sat for 3 weeks. And I didn't snoop once. I know how messed up these kamp sonder klere mense is. So,
what?
No, I didn't want to leave their scarred for life.
Excuse me?
Wie het kamp sonder klere toegegaan?
Kamp sonder klere mense? Is dit 'n ding?
Ek weet nie. But apparently, this is why you don't go snooping. Jamie Lee says, as far as snooping goes, I'll have a look at what the master bedroom and bathroom looks like, but the cupboards stay closed. Usually things in there are not meant to be seen. Big eyes emoji.
Armand! Snoop! Yes, if you don't have good hiding places, that's not my problem. Why is your, inverted commas, stuff not with you on holiday?
I mean, ask these asks. I wouldn't personally go snooping around your house, but...
Ek dink nie jy met die mense so goed kyk nie, want jy kan nie aansien wat jy gesien het nie. Maar, wat kamer kassie, ek kan het nie resist nie, ek kyk ook altyd, ek weet nie hoekom nie, net, ek wil net sien wat sit aan die mense in hulle wat kamer kassies.
Hoekom?
Dis ek interessant. I think we've been conditioned to be curious about what's in a bathroom cabinet.
Now you're going to open a bathroom cabinet, you're going to find what?
Roompies, goeikies, duikies, duikies.
Blowpillikies.
Verstaan.
Like, but why do you want to know? This is my question.
Because it's that lekker knowledge of, you know when you have information that someone else doesn't have?
Yeah.
It gives you like, that they don't know you know. Like, imagine how you were plotting in your head about your engagement or whatever, and Leah had no idea. That just like feeling of one-upmanship.
Why do you want to sit at the braai? And wonder to yourself if Hanu's taken one of his blowpillikies tonight. Because you saw one at his house last April. Well, like, why do you want to spend your night doing that?
Or if Hanu and Susan keep disappearing off somewhere at the braai. And you're like, no, weet ek hoekom.
Would you snoop in someone's house if you were house sitting? That is the question this afternoon. 084-850-942. So far we know that Roseanne McKenzie is not a good house sitter. Listen... We're dealing with the Monday mailbag this afternoon. Andre sent us an email saying they were house sitting over December for some money, and he spent more time trying to convince his girlfriend not to snoop around this people's house and dig in their cupboards than anything else. He wants to know, is snooping a normal thing? And everyone seems to sort of think yes. One or two messages coming in going, no thanks guys, please don't do this. But yeah, on the whole. And then we got... a message in. Oh, have we just lost Z? We're going to try and call her back.
Because the tea is particularly hot.
No, the tea is particularly tasty. Joseph Manning.
Yes?
If you're house sitting my house, bro, are you going through my cupboards? Real talk.
No, I probably won't be because, you see, the thing is, if I'm going to live in your house and I'm going to go through lots and lots of rooms, that means I have to clean up. So if I'm going to be house sitting... I'm going to make a sort of one apartment in the lounge and the kitchen area, and then I'll probably sleep on the couch, so I don't have a lot of cleaning up to do.
Smart man.
Very smart.
A lot of people coming through saying they're going to dig around for the nice eethoot.
Yes.
And stuff, which is fine.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. I always say to people staying in my house, like, treat it like it's yours.
Mm.
If there's stuff in the fridge, if there's stuff in the cupboards, if you want to eat something, if you want to make something, do it. The only way you can do that is if you don't have nice things you want to keep away from people.
Correct. And like Armand said, if you didn't take it with you on holiday, fair game.
Dennis says, guys, no, you can't snoop. Imagine at a braai, someone's asking where to find something and you're like, top cupboard behind the soy sauce. Because you know exactly where we've been.
Irene took on sweaty fingers. Snooping is bad manners. I house pet sit for my neighbors, been doing it for years, and never ever have I snooped. It's not even a thought. I'm in their house to feed their pets and water the plants, nothing else. Irene, Rob's going to call you. Rob is going to call you.
I'm just going to read you this one to wrap it up.
Okay.
I've snooped before. Came across divorce papers.
Oh.
Wife number one, 2003. And wife number two, divorced in 2020. I made myself a cup of tea, sat back, and read them.
Whoa.
Like a novel, my bro.
Whoa.
Your divorce papers.
Because do you need to detail all the breakdown of the marriage? Like, do you need to put all of that stuff in there for the courts?
Yeah. Alice, every piece of dirty laundry you want to argue about, every financial transaction, every asset, every argument, every they came home late and I thought they were cheating. Alice.
Rough.
No, sit you down with the copy. No one's ever house sitting for me again.